Welcome to Scott Asmore, the man and everything in between. I hope that, and I'm pretty sure you will enjoy our topics within this podcast. It focuses on the man in midlife and how important it is to kind of reevaluate our lives through finance, through parenting, through our spouses, and just reevaluating in terms of getting to know who we are again in this stage of our life. Hello, and welcome to Scott Asmore and the man and everything in between. I wanted to touch upon something today, kind of elaborate on the art of communication. I had been thinking about this for a while now since our episode with my wife. It is to have the connections, as we had talked about before, but also how to communicate with our spouses, significant others, children, relatives, friends. And I was thinking that, you know, there is an art of communication and you have to communicate things the right way. And I know we've heard this before, and there's a few kind of rules or boundaries that I keep with communication. And that is, number one, I always am trying to train myself to think before I respond and to make sure that words that come out of my mouth are positive and that are uplifting and support the person I'm talking to. And the fourth is to third or fourth is to not rush to a conclusion and to keep the cool and to keep calm. And there's a proverb in the Bible that says the one that steadies his anger, the one that keeps his cool, takes the city. Rather be someone calm than a warrior, for the one who is calm will take the city. And I like to incorporate those into my communicating with others. And it's taken me years to understand the art of communication, or to try to begin to understand that our words do matter. What we say to people does stick with them. And always to be uplifting and to keep the lines of communication open. It's when communication is broken that problems start to occur in any situation. And you can use, as I like to use, an example or a metaphor of, you know, if you're baking something and you leave out just one ingredient, it's not going to be the same, whatever that food may be. And the same thing with communication. If you don't fully communicate in the right ways, then it's going to be left to speculation, or left to justification, or making up the person's own conclusions. And so, you know, always I've taught myself and am teaching myself that to communicate and to communicate in positive ways. So communication, especially with children at an adult age, is very important. And it should be noted that communication does break down at certain points. It breaks down with the spouse. It breaks down with friendships. It breaks down in acquaintances. And especially it breaks down in children. And it takes a lot to keep it going. And it takes a lot to recognize it. There was a point probably a decade ago that wasn't a good place for any of us, and our communication within our family was very broken, to the point where Alexander was on the golf course almost 24/7. Alexa was going through her thing. I was going through middle school. Jane was working. You know, I was kind of running on an empty tank. And so we were just not communicating and kind of falling apart at the same time. And through that, we managed to get through that and understand that, hey, our communication is broken. We've got to start mending it and start over again. And one way that we kind of started to rectify it was that, you know, I, for one, my eyes became open. And again, I have a very solid Christian background. So I think I've mentioned this before, as you're blind and now I can see. So as I became, my journey grew with Christ, I could see things weren't right in the home. And how I started to go about to rectify that was we did have start to have heart-to-hearts. I started cleaning up my act and my selfishness that I was going through, and started to see that we needed to sit down and talk with one another, not argue, not blame, not point fingers, but just openly communicate about our own thoughts and what was going on with us, you know, and with the help of outside help as well, we managed to slowly climb back. And we're still working on communicating at a better level each time, you know. But we managed to climb out of that hole that we were in and stride forward and move forward with our communication. And with that, I want to bring in my son, Alexander, and my daughter, Alexa, as my special guest for this episode, and to talk about communication with me to them and with them in their adulthood. They're young adults. Alexander is 24. Alexa just turned 22. And I think sometimes I forget that they are 24 and 22. I could still see them and look at them and communicate with them as if they were 10 and 7 years old. And I have to constantly remind myself that they're young adults. And so my way of communicating with them needs to adjust to that. They're in their own lives and they're making their way. And it's important to talk to them on young adult levels, which is something that I hope that my listeners, you know, kind of take into consideration if they have teenagers, young adults, that our communication needs to reflect that of their age, which sometimes I forget. So I'd like to introduce Alexander and just let him tell you a little bit about himself and a little bit on the subject of how he's incorporated communication in his life.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alexander. I'm 24 years old, currently living in Los Angeles, California. Soon to begin law school starting in the fall. And, you know, kind of on what my dad has touched on communication. As I've gotten older, I've definitely realized how important communication is, not just within the family, but also within friendships and relationships as you get older and in the workplace as well, communicating with, you know, coworkers, your superiors. It's really the foundation of a successful relationship, in my opinion. And I think, you know, especially communicating with, you know, my dad specifically over, you know, these years and kind of what he touched on and kind of understanding how, you know, a certain, you know, as you get older, as, you know, a person, as I've gotten older, how that communication or what kind of communication is needed, I guess you could say, in terms of, you know, having the meaningful conversations about, you know, career and relationships and navigating those things, you know, in your mid-20s to late 20s and getting older. And, you know, I think that's something that we've definitely developed and we're still growing on. And I appreciate that. And I think, you know, as we've kind of gotten older and our communication has increased, and sometimes, you know, it's not an everyday thing, but we both have, you know, busy lives and, you know, we have to find that time for each other to kind of check in and see how we're doing. And, you know, my dad has gotten really good at asking kind of, you know, more, you know, questions about my life and, you know, where I see my life going. And I guess it's just having that, you know, so he understands kind of how I'm feeling, how I feel, what I want to do with my life and what direction I want to go. And in turn, he can offer me his advice and his wisdom and kind of how he sees things as well. And I appreciate those different perspectives. So I think it's, you know, as a going back to communication is super important. And it's something that I think everybody works on and is growing with in their life. Yeah, and continuing on that, I guess a good example of that would be kind of this past year as I've been applying to law school and changing career paths. You know, the application process, studying for the LSAT, and you know, throughout that process, I think my dad would, you know, text me, would call me, and he'd check in and say, you know, how's the LSAT going? How is the application process going? What are you writing about in your essays? And, you know, it was nice to have that level of communication. So he would know that kind of what I'm, you know, what I'm up to, what I'm talking about. And he could offer his words of advice, you know, how he would approach an essay topic, how he would approach studying sometimes as he, you know, went through that process, getting his PhD. And I think those things kind of helped me through that. And so having those check-ins, having those calls kind of throughout my time applying to law school, and just, you know, having him kind of be there with me through every step and having that communication really helped. And so it was good. And I, you know, we've built off that, and especially in the past, you know, post application process to now kind of him asking me about, you know, what the different schools' timelines are and how the process is going, and have I heard back from any schools, and just kind of those kind of pointed questions, I think, really help the communication and get us on the same level.
Thank you, Alexander. That's I'm glad to hear that our communication is open in that area. And I'm glad that I help you and guide you. Alexa, how is your communication skills as a young woman graduating from SMU this year?
Yeah. I think I communicate pretty well with my parents. That's probably just because I also live two states away in Texas. So I feel kind of, you know, I miss them and want to continue talking with them a lot. And so I'd say me and my dad have always been really great communicators, especially when I was younger, because it was always just us two. And, you know, he would take me to dance or cheer, you know, it was him doing all of that. And that, I think, over the years is just, we've grown to really just constantly be in communication and talk. And also with all of those years, it's kind of, we've practiced like knowing how we both communicate and how, you know, sometimes we all communicate differently and it could end into, you know, fights or whatever. But since we've kind of always been attached at the hip, we have developed this camaraderie of communication. And more specifically, I think, yeah, just even in this past year, as I'm going through a change, you know, with graduating college and finding, you know, my place afterwards, whether that will still be in Texas or moving back to California. My dad, you know, I talk with him about it, and he doesn't restrict me from like whatever I want to do, which I think has been really great. He's honestly encouraged me to go out and, you know, see what else is out there. You know, if I want to stay in Texas, go for it. If I don't, he's like, that's okay. We can, you know, move you to LA or New York or wherever I want to be. And that's been really nice to have that open communication of, you know, because, you know, I'm nervous going through a change, and it's nice having your support. And, you know, every day you'll always text me and be like, hey, how's the job hunt going? Or, hey, you know, I found like these apartments, you know, in whatever city. And so that's been really nice and helpful. And, you know, knowing that you're there is, you know, just more than enough. Well, so
thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. That was beautiful, heart touching. To expand a little bit on this communication, Alexander's embarking on a new journey with attending law school. Alexa's embarking on her journey of, she'll graduate with film with a minor in advertising and kind of heading into the film industry. And I have made a 180 degree from my psychology and type of practices to raising you kids to now I'm going into this acting realm. And I want to ask you, I want your opinion, because I'm your father and you, and by now you genuinely, we are my age, are set in their careers, but how do you both feel? Alexander, I'll start with you. How do you feel about me turning this 180 degree into this acting, wherever it could go?
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing. It's motivating to see someone, you know, kind of have that desire to go and really pursue what they want to pursue. And I think it goes back to having that kind of what gets you up in the morning. And, you know, I'm proud that my dad is pursuing what he wants to pursue and what, you know, really drives him and, you know, lights a fire under him to get up in the morning, to drive to LA, to attend classes, to, you know, put himself out there, because it can be very, you know, isolating and lonely journey when you're trying to navigate, you know, something new. And so it's important for me also to, you know, I support him, and I, you know, want to make sure that he knows that I support him, and I see that what he's doing. And it's, you know, very motivating to see that, you know, even at, you know, like he said, a later stage when most people have their career set, that you don't have to be kind of constrained to that if that's not what you want to do. And, you know, you have the power to kind of make that change. And so I'm proud. I'm proud that he's doing that. And I'm proud that you're doing that. And I admire it. And as I, you know, go into my, you know, on my journey, I think of that. And I think, you know, my dad's doing these things now at his age, and, you know, what's stopping me from kind of chasing, you know, what I want to do and going into my own field of law. And, you know, I haven't decided yet on what I, you know, want to pursue, but, you know, that's okay. And it's like that part of the journey will come. And I think that's kind of what I've, you know, kind of gathered through my dad's own journey is, you know, it took him a while to find out exactly what, you know, he wanted to. And, you know, now he's acting on it. It's not something that's just on the sideline. And so I'm admire that, and I'm proud.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It means a lot. Alexa, how's your, communicate to me your thoughts about my career change?
Yeah, I mean, I concur with my brother, and I admire and support you. And I think you're really great at what you do, you know, and in everything. You've been great at psychology, being a dad, now like being an actor. And I think it's honestly, you have a lot of courage to, at your age, try something new. And I also think it helps too that our mom is also kind of on the same path, sort of, you know, she's also going through a change in her career. But I was actually telling my brother this the other day. I feel bad that you guys couldn't do it sooner, because everything is in like God's perfect timing. But I think for me, it's just like, I love you guys so much. And, you know, I sort of wish that there wasn't so many roadblocks in both of your guys' way where you could have achieved your guys' career goals sooner in life. But I mean, that doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, you're doing amazing at it now. And that honestly, maybe if you were to chase your dream 10 years ago or however long ago, probably, you know, something would have like gone wrong. Well, if you're doing it now, it's most likely going to go in your favor. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. And thank you for communicating that to me. And I'm very happy that I asked that question, and I'm very happy that we had this nice podcast together, and you two that have joined me on the podcast. And let's keep our communications open. You know that I'm always here and very proud of both of you and each of your own accomplishments. And yeah, we'll just keep our communications open and wide. I want to thank my listeners. And until next time, remember to Keep your eyes open and see everything.
Scott Asmar and everything in between. I hope you join me again. And please, if you've enjoyed this podcast, leave a review or a rating. And you can follow me on Instagram at ScottAsmar5. That's the number 5. We can get a little more insight on Scott Asmar, the man, and everything in between.